What's up, y'all? Y'all already know what's going on, man. It's the Dream Team Podcast. It's E Stacks.
And Tim Hill.
And today, we got a rather interesting pod, man. I'm with my man's Tim Hill. We just about to talk about what's been going on the past weeks, for real. Like, we really been going through it, so we just about to talk about that. So, Tim Hill, like, how you feeling, bro? How you feel today? I just want to ask you that.
I mean, so far, I feel cool. I feel all right. I wouldn't say I feel good or bad. I just feel okay.
Yeah. Because I know we was on the phone yesterday, and, like, he was really breaking down to me, like, he was really going through it, and I resonated with you a little bit because I've been going through it, too. And I've been, like, I'm not going to say I've been going through it, for real. But, like, it's just, it's in there. But I resonated with you because it's certain things you said last night that I was like, damn, bro, I wish you came to me sooner. But I just want to ask you, bro, like, where you think it all started? Like, what's really been going on this week? That's what I'm finna ask.
So I would say it started around like 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago on a Friday. So, you know, I was just chilling. Right, and you know, as a big brother, I feel like you gotta go bother your siblings.
Of course.
I feel like you always gotta go bother your siblings. So I went in my sister's room, my little sister, her name is Marcia. So I went in her room and all that, and I was just like, you know, chatting up with her.
For
you know
sure.
What I'm saying? And we was talking about, I don't remember the conversation that we was talking about, but we was just conversating. And we went on the topic about, so back in January, my mom, she was talking about how she wanted to bring her godson over, her godson from Brazil. And he's like, he wanna study over here to be a doctor, this and that. He was previously in like a university in Brazil. So when I'm hearing this, you know, it's the whole Biden thing or whatever. They could just bring people over or something like that. I was against it. I didn't even know him, but I was already against it.
Why? You don't want no immigrant in your crib?
No, bro. I don't know him. First of all, I'm not a people person. So I don't know this person. So basically,
like, he was in Brazil and your mom trying to bring him over to, like, America, like, help him study to get his doctor shit in. Together.
Yeah, basically helping him out for real.
Okay.
But I was just like, and then I heard my mom, she told me, oh, he was just like, oh, he said he can't wait to meet his little brother. He called me little brother. Hey,
It threw you off.
It don't run me. And first of all, you don't know me. You quick to call me brother is crazy. I ain't like that. So that was already like a red flag right there. But I tried to ignore it. And then my mom, she was just like, oh, yeah, I'm going to bring him over. Then my brother, his kids, this and that. I was just like, mom, this can't be it's not a homeless shelter for real. So, you know what I'm saying? My mom, she like to help people out for real. She a real caring, loving lady for real. Maybe mm-hmm. too much for real. But after that, I was just like, all right, cool. It is what it is. And then fast forward, like, later, and, like, I think that towards the end of January and all that,
right,
he ended up coming over. It was a random Thursday. I would think I came back from campus, and it was, like, 6, 7. I came back in the crib, and then I walked in the door. It's just some, you know what I'm saying? It's the dude, but he just real, like, I guess he was real, real happy. It seemed like he was really, really happy, like.
I mean, he just got to America, feel me? Like, yeah.
He just
rubbed you the wrong way?
Ain't rubbed me the right way. I feel like something was off. Like, I know, like, I can see that.
You said something about he was too smiley, bro.
It was the entire time just smiling. Like, if you know who the Joker is, that's the type of smiling. Like, it was creepy.
Joker's crazy,
bro. Creepy. It was creepy for real. So I was just like, but I tried to ignore it. I'm saying I dapped him up. Mm-hmm. I'm saying he gave me a hug. I was just like, all right, cool, whatever. And then I was just like, all right, this is what it is. I'm just gonna live with him. Blah blah blah. The whole like, he was for he was sleeping on our couch, mm-hmm. whatever. But because my mom was just like, oh, you could share a room with them, blah, 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 this and that. I was not sharing no room with no stranger. I was not doing it under no circumstance. No, I'm not like that. No, I'm cool. Mm. So he was sleeping in the living room and all that. Then he moved to the living room to the basement. So I live. It is what it is. And then at the end of that week, that first week he was there, I made sure to go talk to my siblings. And I was just like, how y'all feel about him? Did he say anything weird? Just checking up on him because I don't know who this man is. So I was just checking up on my siblings. My brother, he said the same thing as me. He was just like, yeah, he just seemed really cheerful, too, like really, really happy. And then I asked my sister the same thing. Made sure I talked to my sister, and she was just like, yeah, he seems really happy, blah blah blah. She ain't say nothing else. So I just left it at that. As months went by, he kept trying to like conversate with me, for real. He kept trying to conversate with me, but
you wasn't fucking with it.
Nah, I was not trying to talk to him. So it was just like he asked me a question, try to conversate with me. I'm giving him one word like responses.
Yeah. Why did you feel like it was weird vibes between y'all though? Like, why did you feel that way?
The vibe was not there.
You just was thrown off about him from day one.
Yeah, since day one, like his energy was off, his vibe was off. I didn't like it. Okay. I feel like with me is, I feel like I got really really good intuition for real.
Yeah.
And when it comes to like people and all that, if somebody gives me a bad vibe, I'm usually always right, always right. Mm. So I was just like, oh no, I'm cool. I'm gonna stay my distance. That's not somebody I want to be friends with. We can live in the same house, but I don't gotta like you. So
I that just is facts.
So I just, you know, I just ignored it. For real.
But I really want you to. Wait, you was about to say something? Cause I was just gonna say I really wanted cause you say you by this time, what, a couple months passed by, you already feeling aware of vibe. I wanted you to tell the story of what happened at your dad's birthday. Or it was his birthday, right?
No, it was my sibling's birthday.
Your sister's birthday.
Yeah, my sibling's birthday. They both twins.
Mm-hmm.
So it was at their birthday, John, and everybody joined themselves. It's really like a childhood friend, bro. His name is Jameer, and when I was playing like peewee football and all that, like, I was just close with his granny and all that. That's like a little brother for me. I call him, that's my brother for real.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, but I ain't seen, so at the party and all that, like, it was having a good time for real.
It was a chill party for me.
You know what I'm saying? And it was me, it was you, it was my stepbrother. And then that's when my sister, she was just like, Jameer, he at the party. I was just like, what? Before then, I never kept in like contact with Jameer, or like I ain't talked to him like years. So I was just like, damn, he at the party. And I was just like, we was all at my room at the time. So I was just like, tell him to come upstairs. And then he came upstairs, and then we was just chilling. We was chatting up for and I think I had like a little weed pen like I bought for the first
time. Key
like,
note, that day was 420.
Yeah, that day was free 420. So I bought the weed pen like I think a week, 2 weeks before, prior, but that was my first time buying anything like that. I don't even smoke for it. I was just trying it.
Yeah.
So I gave it to him. He hit that joint like twice and he started coughing, blah blah blah, this and that. I ain't paying no mind to it. And then I think
we get called down for the birthday song, I think.
Yeah, I think it was like the birthday song or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And everybody, it was like, bro, it was so much people. We all like gathered around. Mm-hmm. We all by the stairs, and then one more like I'm looking in the crowd and all that, and then I look down. I see him on the floor. I see my brother Jameer on the floor. Floor,
bro. Like that shit was crazy. Bro,
curled up on the floor. So now I'm just like, what the fuck is going on right now? I was just like, bro, did I kill him, bro? Like,
not real rat. Because you did say like the weed plant, you said it was 2 weeks prior. So I'm like, it can't be that old. So like, why you passing out? But like, I'm just, we downstairs, we all together. I'm gonna tell my point of view real quick. We downstairs, we all together, bro. I'm chilling. I see you. You in the corner. We start laughing because you know that little look we do. We just start laughing. Feel me? I look back at my phone. I look to my right. Feel me? He's standing there. He drinking the soda. I look back at my phone. I look to my right again. I hear him screaming. I look on the ground. He right there, laying on the ground, laid out. Like, and then he starts shivering a little bit. I'm thinking he starts seizuring. I'm thinking this nigga really about to check. And I start, like, I ain't start laughing, but I'm about to laugh because, like, in a serious situation, bro, like, that's really how I cope with the situation. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck to do. I just start smiling and shit. I'm like, yo, this shit crazy. Feel me? And then I want you to tell the story of what happened next after you hit on the ground, bro.
So you on the ground. Yeah. Everybody's in shock. Nobody can't believe what's going on right now. And out of nowhere, this my mom's godson, his name is Mark. Mark come out of nowhere.
Should have given him an alias, bro.
I don't give a fuck. Fuck him.
Fuck him.
But he come out of nowhere like Superman. Bro, everybody's still in shock. As soon as he fell on the ground, he came out of nowhere, grabbed him, picked him up, and then started walking him up the stairs. Nobody said to take him nowhere. Nobody said nothing. He just started taking him upstairs. We all confused. I look at Ace and I look at my stepbrother. I'm like, bro, where is he taking him?
Like, what was the purpose of that? What was the purpose of that goal, bro?
It
like,
make no sense. Everybody lost. Like, I don't know where he's taking him. And then
I'm thinking he about to take him to the bathroom to at least like get him up. But if he's passed out, one, there's no point in taking him to the bathroom. You push the car 911 if something was really happening to him. Two, he didn't even take him upstairs. He just sat him on the steps. Like, it made no sense. Like, imagine you just passed out and someone grabbed you and sit you on the steps. That's not doing nothing. I keep like a hero, I guess. Bro,
it ain't make no sense. He took him up. He just started walking him up the steps. And in the middle of the steps, he just sat him down.
Yeah.
And then I guess he was just trying to comfort him. He was rubbing on his head. It was just weird.
If he was there, like, you would really see, bro.
But like I when I heard it from Jameer's perspective, he was just like, bro, he was getting me mad when he was doing that because he wasn't trying to let me go. And then after that, fast forward, it was just weird, like seeing that nigga do that shit. Like, my bad, but seeing him do that was weird. Seeing Mark, so fast forward from the party, even my mom, she said, she even asked him, she was like, where were you trying to take him? I don't know what his excuse was. But
that was funny as shit.
It is what it is. He had a little instance with my brother. Like this when I started looking at him like real like iffy. He went to my brother and he was talking about like my brother got a girlfriend and all that. So my mom told him that. My mom didn't say nothing about it. Like, she said, oh, he got a girlfriend now, blah, 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 this and that. So he went out his way. He went to my brother. He went inside his room. He put a smile on his face, closed the door, and he was just like, hey, I got two condoms in my suitcase. I could give you one, blah, blah, blah. And then he was just like, don't go hard when you do it. She might bleed, this and that, and then start doing the gestures with his hands and all that. I was like, bro, yo, my brother said, he talking about, bro, I feel so uncomfortable, bro. You know what I'm saying? And he's doing this unprovoked. My brother never asked him help to do this. My mom never told him to do that. So I was just like, bro.
That's just weird as shit.
It's just weird. It's very, very weird. Because if anything, I would sit down with my brother and explain it to him. Or my brother, he's the type. He's smart enough. He's very, very smart. He won't even, I don't think he would need me to have a conversation like that with him. So, but if he did, he would ask me, because I got a little track. I got a little history. You know what I'm saying? That's my expertise. So
he told me that's his expertise.
So I know what I'm doing. So, but he never asked him. My brother felt that he don't feel comfortable around Mark.
And nah, then, that's weird as shit.
And then moving on from that, I told my mom about it. She was just like, oh, all right, just stay your distance, blah, 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 this and that.
Like, did she ever talk to you about this nigga? Because I feel like this nigga, like, really the cause. I'm not trying to blame it on him. But, like, from what you telling me in the story, bro, what you've been telling me, I feel like this nigga is, like, I'm not going to say cause, but, like, a main reason for, like, the shit that's going on with you right now, bro.
Yeah, I would say he played a big part in it. Yeah. I would say a huge part in it. And then, you know what I'm saying?
Because the nigga just weird and awkward, bro.
Very, very weird and awkward. And like, as I continue to talk about the story, it just takes a huge, like, dive. Like, I ain't even gonna lie. Mm. So, last Friday, well, it wasn't last Friday, like 2 weeks ago, it was on a Friday. And I was, you know, I was talking to my sister and all that. I was checking up on her. And then I asked Mark, he came up on the topic. He came, well, before I even went to talk to my sister, my mom, she walked up, she stopped me on the way to go to my sister's room. And she was just like, oh, I'm about to leave the house for like the next 2 days. It was on a Friday. She was like, oh, I'm going to be there like Sunday afternoon. And then she was just like, keep your eyes on Marcia and keep your eyes on Marcus. Those are my siblings. And I was just like, she was just like, oh, I feel uncomfortable with Mark in the house. Make sure you keep your eyes especially on Marcia. That's how she worded it. I was just like, that was weird.
Weird as fuck.
I was just like, you brought the man inside your house. Why are you saying this now? It don't make no sense. Mm. So I was just like, all right, cool. And I went to my sister, and that's when we started talking. And then Mark came up on a like conversation, and my sister, she just gave me tea about him or something like that. She was just like, oh, mom says that he's a liar, this and that. I was just like, damn, what the fuck?
The nigga, like, he bought a car without, like, even saying nothing to nobody.
Bro,
like,
man, he went out, he bought a car. He didn't tell nobody inside the house. He don't know how. He's in America.
He's brand new to America. Like, he got no idea how shit work. And he just, then he gets scammed, like, the car don't even fucking work.
Bro, the car, it was a bad car, basically. He just went out and bought it. He didn't really know much about what was going on for him. He didn't even have his driver's license at the time, and I didn't know that. It didn't make no sense for him. He got his priorities mixed up. It didn't make no sense. So, I was just like, all right, bro, cool. He obviously, my parents and all that, they was looking at him like, just like, what the fuck? What are you doing? What's up with you right now?
Like, you cried.
Moving on from that, like, it was like, all right, so I seen my sister, she was a little, like, seemed like she was, I felt like there was something wrong. So I was just like, yo, what's up? You know what I'm saying? I was just like, is it Mark or something? Did he do something weird? Whatever like that.
So this is why she's spilling tea to you?
Yeah, this is why she's spilling tea to me. And I was just like, yo, what's up with you? And then I was just like, did he do anything weird to you? And she was just like, yeah, he did some weird stuff to me. And that's just the first time hearing about it. Mm. And I'm just like, what happened? And then she talked about this. She was just like, he said some weird things to me like a few times. And I was just like, what few things did he say? And then she described, she was just like, it was four occasions where he said that she was sexy or whatever. This is my sister is 15. My sister's, well, she's 16 now.
That don't even fucking matter, bro. Like,
16 now. The nigga Mark is 26. He's 26. So I was just like, what the fuck? It threw me off. And then
that threw anybody off, bro.
And then, like, She explained, she was just like, one of the times it happened right in front of mom, but mom didn't say nothing. And I was just like, what you mean? What you mean happened in front of mom? You didn't, and she didn't say nothing. I was just like, I don't know. I know my mom, she got like hearing sometimes she can't hear. So I was just like, I'm gonna just ignore that time with my mom and all that, but it still happened three other times. And you thinking that, oh yeah, he just said it just out loud or nothing like that. But nah, like, I feel like, no, like Haitians or whatever, and Haiti, whatever, when they see my sister, she's skinny, when they be like, when they see like a skinny, like skinny woman or girl, whatever, they be like, oh, you look sexy, you looking something like that. It's a little, that's how it is over there.
Well, you over here with it.
It's when it's over here and all that, it's different. But it wasn't just that. My sister was sitting on the couch. He leaned in and whispered in her ear that you look sexy, Marsha, multiple times. And I was just like, now that I asked people from like Haiti, I'm just like, y'all do that over y'all whispering in little girls' ears saying that they look sexy. And really? It's just like, nah, we don't do that at all. So I was like, yeah, I thought so. So I was just like, bro, that was weird. And when my sister explaining it to me, she's very like, you know what I'm saying? She's saying this with tears in her eyes, for real.
Like, she getting emotional.
Yeah, so it was just like, bro, I was heated. I was heated, for real, and I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. It was just...
Bro, because that's your little sister, bro. If anybody seen that, bro, not gonna lie, that's like, what's the word? A reasonable crash out. Yeah, like, bro. What? He told you, he whispered in your sister's ear that, matter of fact, this is supposed to be like, that's your mom's godson, so this is supposed to be like your cousin, for real. Like, that's supposed to be your family, for real, for real. Feel me? And even though you had, if you feelings about him, if you vibes, like, this is just OD. Like, that's weird as fuck. That's just me, though. Like, that's weird, bro. There's no way you could explain that. It's like, that's weird as shit. That's... Bro, there's no way you could justify what he did, like, any type of way, bro. Like, that's not a term of endearment at all, bro. Did he try to gaslight it after? Like, make it seem like it wasn't a big deal?
I'm gonna get to that. Like,
yeah,
so when she's saying that, my sister is the type of person where I want y'all to understand, like, my sister and all that. Like, she's a very honest person. She's a very faithful. She's very, very faithful. She's very, very... She's serious. Like, she prays every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, an angel, for like the closest thing to an angel. She never lies. My sister never lies. Honest to me about everything. She's never lied to me about anything, for real.
Right.
So I of course I believe my sister. So I went instantly, instead of just going out, just not thinking, I was just like, bro, I needed to go downstairs and go tell my mom. So I went downstairs. My mom was cooking, and I pulled her to the side. I was just like, you heard. I told her what happened. She was just like, oh, her reaction threw me off. Like, I explained it to her. How she was acting about it. She was just like, oh, okay.
What did she say?
I explained it to her. She was just like, oh, I'm going to talk to him about it. I'm gonna talk to him about it when I come back from the graduation. And like, that was a Friday night. She said, I will talk to him Sunday afternoon. And how her body, she was just like basically not taking it serious. There was no reaction at all. She didn't seem shocked. She was just like real casual. It's like a casual conversation to her. Mm. And her reaction, you know what I mean? I look at people, I read people's body language and all that. So I'm just like, bro, is she for real right now? Her reaction, it had me teed, for real. So I was just like, all right, mom, all right, cool. I went upstairs. I'm gonna go speak to my sister. I told her about it. She was just like, damn, what the fuck? My brother also in the room. My brother's heated too. He's heated too. And it was just like, oh yeah, that's weird. All this and that. So I was just like, bro, like, what the fuck? How can I fix this, for real? Because I need my mom to see how serious this is. Because I guess they had this thing where their reasoning for it, that they said that the reason why they didn't take it serious was because he didn't put his hands on her, blah blah blah. But that's not, no. Like, yeah, I see it the same way. If it's it don't matter if he said verbally or whatever. It's the same thing as her, is him putting his hands on my sister. I see it the same way. And I spoke to somebody about it, and just like, oh yeah, that's usually how it starts off. Like, usually a small shit like that. That's for real.
Exactly how it would be, bro.
So I was just like, oh no, I'm not having that happen. So I went that same day. I went downstairs, and I went to go speak to him. He just came inside the crib or something like that. He's sitting in the kitchen. I sat in the kitchen. He was on the phone. I told him, hang up the phone. I need to talk to you about something important. He hang up, and I sit down. And I'm just like, bro, why did I hear that? You was talking bad. You was saying all this weird stuff about my sister, and then he was just like, you know, oh, I see you guys as my little brother, blah blah blah. That's my little sister. I would never do that. And it was just like, he pulled out his phone. He was just like, look how many girls I got on my phone. I would never talk to your sister. And I was just like, so you're calling? So she's not the type to just make it up. So where is she getting this from? He was just like, I don't know. She must be lying or whatever, this and that. And he throwing me off for like, I'm confused. Like, he losing me. So I was just like, bro, like, listen, that's just weird for you to say that. You're 26. You can't say that to a 15-year-old, a 16-year-old. It don't matter. At the end of the day, she's a minor.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't say that, period. And he was just like, he was basically trying to go back and forth about me with this. I was just like, nah, bro, I'm not trying to go back and forth with you about this. And then he, in the middle of the conversation, he pulled out his phone. He started calling somebody. And I'm just like, now you disrespecting me. Because you're not taking the conversation serious. You're going to try to call somebody right in front of my face. It don't make sense. So now I was like, bro, I hope you listening right now. Like, if you do that shit again, I'm going to put my hands on you. So I better not hear you say anything to my sister. You better not look at her. None of that. Because it was also that he said those comments, and he would also look at, like, my sister would walk past, he'd look at her, like, make her feel uncomfortable, this and that. I was just like, oh, nah. Like, my sister, she told me that she doesn't even feel like, let's say, like, he would usually, like, chill in the kitchen or whatever. He's not really chilling in the living room. So he would chill in the kitchen, and let's say my sister hungry or whatever. If he's in there, she's not going in there because of how uncomfortable he makes her.
Yeah.
So I was just like, bro, you can't be feeling like that in your own house. Like, this is what we're supposed to, you're supposed to feel comfortable in your own, like, the place that you lay your head at.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just like, all right, I'm going to just leave it at that. You say, if I find anything else out, I'm going to put my hands on you. I left it just like that. Yeah, I guess he was a little shocked or whatever. And I left it at that. So I went upstairs, and then my mom, she tried to, in the middle of the conversation, she tried to come in, and then she was just, she came in like trying to defend him. And I got mad at her. I went off my mom, and then my mom just walked away, this and that. I was just like, it is what it is.
I mean, that's reasonable, though. Like, I can see where your anger is coming from. But I'm not bashing your dukes or nothing. But, like, why don't you think that she had a proper reaction? Like, why do you think she tried to defend him? Maybe just because that's her godson, or?
Honestly, I'm not sure. Like, I guess it was the godson part. My mom's very loving, caring, and very, yeah. She's kind of, what's the word? She's like,
compassionate?
No, that's another thing. My mom, she kind of like, when it comes, she's gullible. I would say my mom's very, very gullible. So she'll believe shit for her. She'll be easy to, like, believe stuff. So I was just like, oh, nah. So, moving on and all that, like, I went upstairs, and I'm just like, she's still not taking this serious. You know what I'm saying? So I was just like, I need to get somebody involved to show her, to tell her how serious this is. So I called my pops. me and my pops, we don't got a good relationship at all. Like, prior to, before that, all that happened, mm-hmm. we didn't have a good relationship. I ain't speak to him on the phone like 2 years. I was like, God, I feel for this on for it because I like, when, that was an instance when I was over his crib for the summer, and this is before I even had locks, you know what I'm saying? I was just growing out my hair, and like, I had like a little fro with like a taper or whatever. He told me to go to the barbershop, and I came back. I got like a taper or whatever. I told him not to cut nothing from the top. He was just like, oh, where's your haircut at? I was just like, what you mean? I got my haircut. He was just like, no, I want you to shave it all, the entire thing. I was just like, I looked at him crazy. I was like, no, I'm not doing that. And then he was just like, no, you gotta go, blah, 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 this and that. This is like, we're at his crib and all that. He was just like, you gotta go back home. And he was like, you can never set foot in my house ever again. This and that. He was just like, he was just basically like, he was like, oh, I can't wait to see you in jail. This and that. He was just,
damn.
He was just like, oh, he was like, just stories and all that. Like, he was just like, oh, his main point. He was just like, I remember like, he was like, from some friend of his, he was like, oh, he got dreadlocks. But he tried to come in like the airport, and they said they asked him. I was like, how many kilos are you bringing in? Blah blah blah.
That's crazy as shit. How many kilos you bring in? That's crazy as shit.
I was like, bro,
what?
This is what he telling me. He was just like, oh, I don't want you. I seen what he was trying to get at.
Yeah.
But it didn't really make sense for like, cause at the end of the day, I'm black. At the end of the day, it don't matter what type of hairstyle I have. They still gonna have their assumptions and all that about me.
Facts.
So I was just like, all right, I don't care. I'm still going to do what I want to do. So I went back home, and then we were still talking at that. And then my mom, she slipped up. She said, this is at the time when I got piercings. I got my ears pierced and my nose. And then he told my pops that. And my pops, he thought who he was drawing. Like he threw a whole fit for real. And he said I don't ever want to talk to him ever again. If you need something, tell his sister, call me, this and that. And then fast forward 2 years, I called him, and I get on the phone for him, like, with him for the very first time for, like, since, like, 2 years.
You still had his number in your phone?
Huh?
You still had his number in your phone?
Yeah, yeah. I made my sister call him, though.
Okay.
Because my sister and him, like, always had, like, a good relationship.
Okay.
So I call him, I get on the phone, I'm like, hey, what's up? Hey, Dad, blah, blah, blah. He was just, like, already not really trying to hear it. And then he went on, like, my dad's a yapper, bro. He a yapper. He started yapping about shit that I ain't even... About him and my mom, bro. It's like... I was just like, bro. He went on for, like, 30 minutes talking about him and my mom. Before I was able to talk to him about what was going on, for real. And then when I actually told him what was going on, he was like, oh, shit, what the fuck? What's going on? This and that. And then... He was heated. He was tight for her. Like, he was mad. He was mad as shit for
daughter.
Her. Like, he was giving me the reaction that I expected from my step pop and my mom. That was the reaction I was. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I was expecting. He was just like, oh, I'm gonna call the police, blah blah blah. But I'm gonna try speaking to your mom. So I get my mom in the room. Get my mom in the room to go talk to him and all that. And basically, he was just like, my mom, they hate each other. Like, can't stand each other.
For real?
Yeah.
It's like one of them relationships.
Yeah, so when I brought my mom in and all that, she just kind of just like.
Side eye you?
She side on me. She I gave her the phone. She went on mute and looked at me and my siblings. She was like, I can't believe you called your.
You start going off.
Yeah, she went on off on us. But the only reason why I called my dad into it.
Because nobody else was doing nothing.
Nobody was listening. Because mm-hmm. this is a pedophile inside in the house, and you're worrying about me calling my dad. You're not worried about the pedophile inside the house making sexual comments to your daughter.
The title fits.
So I was confused. I was mad. It had me heated. She went off on mute, and my dad, he was like, he lost his cool. He started cursing and all that. My mom just hung up on him.
He started going off for real.
He started going off for real. And my mom was like, yeah, she just hung up, bung on him. And then my mom, she was just like, oh, I can't believe you did that, this and that. And then I was just like, because so the only reason why the only reason why we did it was so that you could understand how serious this was. So, but she still wasn't trying to hear it. And then my mom, like, she at this point, she's still not taking this whole situation serious. My mom is very, very gullible. So I left the room and all that. And then she got my siblings or whatever. She got them in the room. My siblings sat with her for like 30 minutes trying to explain.
Actually had that talk?
Yeah, that same day. It was a Friday, 2 weeks ago. She sat her down in the room for like 30 minutes trying to explain to her like how serious it was. My mom was not understanding nothing for real. She was not trying to understand anything that was going on. And it was just like, it felt like at that point for real, it didn't seem like she was going to understand. So I'm frustrated. So I was sitting outside the room. I was listening. So I went back in and I was just like, as soon as I popped in, I opened the door. She was just like, get out. I was just like, what you mean?
Damn, just like that?
Yeah, she was just like, get out. And I was just like, oh, nah, like, but you're not trying to take it serious and all that. So it was getting me heated.
I don't think gullible is the word at this point. I feel like she just like no disrespect to your mom, because I mentioned mom, like she's definitely like a kind ass person, bro. I think at this point she's just dense and not trying to accept the fact, which I kind of understand her point, but at the same time, like, if something like that happening to your daughter, like, you gonna have to take, bro, authoritative position. Like,
I felt like I was the only person trying to protect my sister, because it's a pedophile inside the house who stayed with us. So then she, before leaving and all that, like, she had to go to the graduation. So she basically got to leave us in the house with this predator for 2 days. Because this happened on a Friday. She coming back on the Sunday afternoon. So the next day, fast forward, it's like 8:45. I had to bring my siblings to Rita's. They closing at 9 p.m. Yeah. So I'm trying to rush out the crib. And as I'm going out the front door, I look in the living room. I see that the TV on, but I didn't look inside who was actually in there watching TV. So I went outside. Let me see. I get to my car. I get to my well and all that. Then my siblings, they was just like, oh, it was just like, you ain't see that? You ain't see that guy? You ain't see the girl inside the room with Mark? I was just like, what girl? So this man brought a woman that we never knew. He brought a woman that he didn't tell nobody. He got, keep in mind, Mark is a guest inside the house. He's living here. He's staying with us for temporary and all that. Mm-hmm. So he brought a woman inside the crib. He did it on a day when my parents was not inside the house.
Can I ask one question? Was the woman of age?
I don't know. I don't know that woman. I don't know her.
Like, that's really because I don't know, bro. Like, the nigga, he obviously got some kind of kink, bro. Bad drunk.
I don't know. I was, because I never got the time to look at her. Yeah, I was just so in a rush. Yeah. But if I seen it, I would have made a whole scene. I would have embarrassed them in front of the girl.
Yeah.
But I think it was just, because I ain't gonna lie, I probably would have crashed out, like, right there and then. Because why are you bringing a stranger inside my mom's house?
That's the only reason siblings. He did it, because Dukes wasn't there.
Because it was.
He don't have to guess the girl so, while Dukes is in there.
I called my mom right away. I'm like, what's going on? Like, he brought a woman that we don't know inside the house. And my mom, when she lied, I can tell automatically. Like, she was just like, oh, yeah, I knew, yes, this and that, blah, blah, blah.
Oh my God.
I was just like, bro, it had me mad because now she's lying to my face. I had my sister call her, put her on speaker, and she was just like, oh, I didn't know he brought that woman. She didn't know that I was in the car with. So now I'm just like, what was the point of lying? It didn't make no sense.
Because she probably knew he was going to get teed.
She know exactly how I am.
Yeah.
So I got my ice cream, blah, 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 my siblings, and we went back. And when we went back inside, there's no lady. He's not there. They gone. So I was just like, all right, cool.
You locked him up?
No, he got a key. He got a key and all. He's staying with us. He's been staying with us since January. So he got a key.
Okay.
So I went back in my room and all that. And then following day, that was a Sunday. So when she come back from the graduation, she's just like, I think it was Mother's Day. That's when it happened.
Mm-hmm.
So she was just like, oh, let me go talk to you, like, in my room. So I went in my room, and I'm thinking that she's like, oh, everything finally clicked. She finally taking this serious now. Yeah. Nah, she was just like, oh, I didn't like the way you disrespected me about when I told you not to go talk to him, because I confronted him when I heard he was making sexual comments about my sister. That same day when I heard, I confronted him about it. She was like, you wasn't supposed to do that. You was supposed to wait till I came back, go do that. That was very disrespectful, this and that. And then the whole conversation was about me, when the conversation should have been about my sister. So I got mad. I was just like, I'm not trying to hear it. Like, if it's not about you, the main point is that the topic should be my sister, mm-hmm. not me. So I was just like, all right, cool. I wasn't really trying to hear it. Then my step pop came in, and he also not understanding how serious it is. And he was just like, oh, he was just yapping for all. He made me stand. I'm standing up. He laying down. He was just talking to me for like 30 minutes. He was just yapping for all.
Yeah, he don't even want to talk to you for
all. He was just talking for all. He was just saying a whole bunch of nothing for all. So I was just like, all right, cool, whatever. Then me and my pops are not close at all, but this is when he started calling me and all that, because when he heard about the whole situation, he started yeah. drawing for it. He was just like, I'm going to get the police over there, blah, 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 this and that. And I told my mom that. My mom was just like, let him call the police, blah, blah, blah. They ain't going to do nothing. I'm just like, all right, cool.
Damn.
So this around like 8-some, 9-some, and they called the police or whatever. It's Philly. Bro, it's been like 40
Wait,
minutes.
Your mom called the police or your dad called the police?
My pops. He did. All the way, he live in Jersey. But he tried to get them to like
come here.
Yeah. Right. So we just went. It's been like 40 minutes. And I'm just like, damn, what's going on? So at this point, I'm just like, pops, they never came and all that. I'm just calling 911. So I call 911. And still, like, the lady, she was just like, the cops won't be able to really do much, blah, blah, blah. If they do come, they might just take him outside the house or whatever.
They gonna send him to ICE.
Whatever. So I was just like, all right, cool. It is what it is. And I'm gonna just chill out. Mm-hmm. So this one, like, during that whole conversation, when I'm outside, I was outside for like a good 15 minutes. My siblings is in the living room, and that's when the boy Mark, my mom's godson, the weirdo, him and my mom are having a conversation in the kitchen, and they talking about, they basically, my mom basically confronted him about it, mm-hmm. and
about time.
My mom confronted him about it, saying this and that, and I went back inside, I asked my siblings, I was like, how's the conversation going? I asked my sister, and my sister's just like, he's laughing about it. When my mom told him about it, like, he started laughing about it. And he was just not taking the chance and calling her a liar. So then I got heated. I ain't even gonna lie. I got heated. I went over to the kitchen, and he know I'm right there. He look at me. I'm saying, and then he say something disrespectful about my pops. I don't remember what he said.
About your father?
Yeah, about my father. He said something. He said some slick shit for real. And I said repeat it again. Say it again. And he started ignoring me. And then I lost my cool from there, because I tried to grab him, and how you get to the basement is you gotta go through the kitchen.
Yeah.
So he went he would try to go downstairs. My mom told him to go downstairs and all that. And I started chasing him down. I started following him. And he's just basically trying to run.
Bro, about crash out.
I lost my cool. Like, I would say, like, I was screaming and yelling. I was pushing everybody out the way to try to get to this man. I ain't gonna lie, I was really trying to kill, bro. Like, that's one of the first times, for real, like, I really lost my cool, for real.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a really calm and collected person, but I lost everything. Like, I just didn't care. I ain't care about no consequences, no nothing, for real. And we went downstairs. When we got downstairs and all that, he closed the door. My mom, like, in between, he between both of us and all that. And she was just trying to defend him, blah, blah, blah. I'm just like, can you please move? I'm yelling his name out the entire time and all that. And my siblings, they came down. I'm not gonna lie, I was trying to get past everybody. It was my siblings, my mom. They both, I'm a big dude. So they trying keep me away, but they're struggling. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
It took all of them, like, they really struggling for real. But then she called my step-pop. My step-pop come down. I think she tried to get him down so I could calm down. I did not calm down. I still try to get him out the way. But I'm like, I don't want to hurt nobody to get to him. So I was just like, I'm trying to chill out. My step-pop, he called the police on me.
He called the police on you before him?
Yeah. That's crazy. He called the police on me, not the predator. Me. So I ended up going upstairs. So I'm teed. I'm so mad. Me and my mom, we going back and forth. My brother, he lost his cool too. He was just like, y'all defending a pedophile, blah, 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 this and that. And it was just everybody crying, this and that. So I went outside. The police show up. It was two police officers. They come out the well. One police officer, he come, he talked to me and my siblings. And the other police officer, he go to speak to my parents. So the one police officer, he was actually cool, but I explained to him about everything for him. And he was just like, yeah, we understand what you're trying to do for her. You just trying to protect your sister, this and that. And it was just like, yeah, we can't really do much about it right now, but make a report. And if it happens again, then it's harassment. And we're going to have to, you know what I'm saying, get him inside the crib and all that. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, all right, that's cool, this and that. And then when the police officer was talking to my parents, he came back. He was talking to us. It was just like, yeah, we understand what's going on. And he was just like, oh, the police officer was like, oh, we're going to go do something about it, this and that. He was just like, your mom said she's going to do something about it if you guys didn't know. We didn't know nothing about that. I guess my mom, she just told that to the police officers. Yeah, so I was just like, all right, cool. It is what it is. Even the police officer, he was just like, if you're going to fight him, don't fight him outside the house. Like, fight him somewhere else. It's coming from a police officer. I was just like, damn. You know what I'm saying?
At the end of the day, bro, like, you gotta understand where you coming from. I feel like anybody, any woman figure in their life could really understand where you coming from, bro. Like, mm-hmm. Just imagine your mother, sister, auntie in that same predicament, bro. What you would do.
No, like, yeah. I completely understood. Like, you know what I'm saying? It was some cool-ass police officers. I ain't even gonna lie. I didn't expect them to be that cool. But, yeah, when I was talking to them and all that, it was cool for her. Like, it was cool. I felt a little bit calmer after speaking to him. It was funny, too. So, after that, we tried to go back inside the house. My mom, she real petty. She locked us outside the door.
Locked all of y'all?
Yeah, she locked us. But usually, I don't have my keys with me. Or I ain't gonna lie. But I did at that moment. And so, I opened the door. I went inside. Everybody, she went upstairs. When we went back inside, we went in the living room. And I was just talking to my siblings, making sure they straight. Especially my little sister.
Yeah.
So.
Cause she like really struggling with this the most, I think.
Mhm. And then after that, for real, I was just like, I was like, all right, cool. I'm gonna just leave it at that for real. I think that was a Sunday night. So moving forward, like it was like a Monday. It was a Monday, and I got called by my mom's friend, and it was just like, yeah, you gotta go apologize to your step pop. But yeah, you disrespected your step pop, this and that. And I was just like, I don't even see, I didn't see my step pop like the same no more after that. I didn't see him the same. And it was just like, how my dad gonna give I never expect a reaction from my dad. From like, why is my dad acting like that? He the only one giving it like a reaction that parents supposed to give. Mm-hmm. And you never gave that reaction. And I was just like, I started seeing him different from that. You know what I'm saying? So it was just weird. I wasn't fucking with it, not one bit. And then even now I still seem a little different from that, like even with the whole situation.
Yeah.
And then I think it was like a Monday night, I just couldn't sleep. I was just thinking about how I could get my lick back, like how could I get my revenge on bro. And that's what I was really set on. Like, I was really thinking about like what I could do to get even, to get right. Because he did all this to get over. He was doing all this to try to get like he really truly did hurt my sister, and I didn't like that at all. My sister type, really, she don't do nothing to nobody. She mind her own business. So I really stayed up thinking about shit. So it was that's when it became Tuesday. It was like Tuesday or whatever.
So that's yesterday.
No, it's 2 weeks ago.
Nigga, all this happened, you ain't tell me?
Oh, shit, I thought I did.
Go ahead and tell the story, though. Tell the story, though.
And it's like, I'm trying to remember. So it's like Tuesday, and I heard, I was going to take cheese from like out his room or whatever, like, but my brother, he told me like the only time really is like when he's in the shower for real. So I was just like,
Bro trying to rob his ass.
I was.
Somehow, some way you trying to get back. I feel you.
So my brother was like, oh, the only time is when he's in the shower. And he was just like, oh, he don't wash his ass. He take 5 minute showers. So I was just like, bro. Yo. I was just like, damn. So I only got like 5 minutes to go, like, go in his room and go, like. Yeah, so I was just like, all right, let me go do that. So I waited till he was in the shower. He got in the shower. I went downstairs in his room. I was looking for shit. I couldn't really find much. I ain't gonna lie. I couldn't find nothing.
I mean, and nigga then, just got to America. I don't think he broke.
Nah, it's like, he had two jobs. He was working at a law firm, and he was working at, for my mom's friend, at like a store. He was like a manager at her store or whatever.
How the fuck he a manager?
I don't know. He was bringing in like $2,000. Like, he was making cheese for her. He was bringing in like $2,000 from like both jobs and all that. So I was just like, all right, cool. He got the cheese somewhere. I got to find it. So I ended up staying in there too long. My grandma, my granny, me and my granny, we don't have a good relationship at all. So
that one story you told him?
Yeah. So it was just like, We just never seen eye to eye for us. So she came down. My granny like 80, but she's still smart. She's really, really smart for us. She was just like, oh, he's staying downstairs for too long. Let me go check. So she came downstairs. She acted like she was doing something. But she seen me inside the room. So I guess she was trying to like watch me.
Figure it out.
Yeah. So I was just like, man, I don't care this year. I'm going to still continue what I got to do. So he ended up coming downstairs and all that. And I didn't want to... As I'm coming outside his room, he's coming downstairs. He see me, and he's just like, "Damn, what the fuck?" So he go in his room. He called my mom instantly, and he was just like, "Oh, I see him inside still." He was trying to say that I took pictures of his social security number, this and that. I was just like, "Bro, what the fuck am I gonna do with that, bro?" So I was just like, my mom called me. I lied about it first, and then I was just like, "Bro, I need to go get back. I need to go do something." So, I took a debit card or something from his room, whatever, and I had it in my room. I ain't gonna do nothing with it. So I grabbed that joint. I went downstairs to his room, and he was just standing there. And then I threw the credit card in his face. Like, I threw that shit in his face, and then I just started getting mad for him. So I trashed his entire room. He had like his bins of clothes, like his bed, like a whole bunch of shit, his TV.
Trashed
everything. Everything was all over the place. I trashed everything. Everything was trashed right in front of him. I threw a shoe in his face. This and that. I just trashed everything completely. Like, completely trashed everything. You know what I'm saying? He tried recording me. I don't know why he tried recording me. This and that. He tried recording me during that entire time. I was just like, I'm not dumb. I ain't put my hands on him like during the entire time. I was just like, yeah. I was just like, because I seen him recording. I was just like, yeah. I'm like, no, I ain't put my hands on you, blah blah blah. But this is for, you know what I'm saying,
I'm
being a pedophile, this and that. So he keep trying to record me. At some point I tried to take the phone away from him, bro. I was really about to break this phone for him, but he was trying to do all that. So I was just like, all right, cool. Because he was upset. He was heated. He was heated for real. Bro was so heated. And I felt at peace. I was happy. I was happy by like him being upset and all that.
What your siblings say?
My siblings, I even took a picture of bro. I took a picture of bro during the entire thing. Like, I was laughing at him. And my sister, she didn't really care. She was kind of, she was kind of happy about it. I ain't gonna lie. She was just like, she wasn't mad or nothing about it. My brother was like, oh, damn. Because
you out, bro.
Because I was, so my sister was kind of supporting it. So I was just like, all right, cool. It is what it is. My step-pop, he was there. He came After I got done trashing it, he called the police again. And I was just like, oh, shit. I told him, I don't care. Call who you got to call. I don't care. So I was just like, all right, I'm going to leave. I'm gonna leave, whatever. I tried to leave. He was just like, oh, I'm going to get your license plate. I'm going to get you pulled over. I'm just like.
Your step out?
Yeah, my step out saying this. So I was just like, all right, whatever. I don't care. So I just, you know what I'm saying? I just left. My mom's friends, they ended up calling me. And they was just like, where you at? We need to talk to you. My mom's friend, the one who owned the store or whatever. I went to her store to speak to her about it. Mm. And my other mom's friend, she went to go speak to me too. So I was just like, I'm sat in her store. We spoke for like 4 hours.
I was just yapping.
Was
she actually dropping gems on you?
It was, but I still at the time felt like me trashing this room was cool. Like, I still felt like it was cool. But it was just like, you did disrespect your mom and all that. And I did. Like, I ain't even gonna lie. Like, when I got heated, when I was so heated, like when I blacked out for her, because that's when people told me, it was just like, you know, you told your mom that you hated her, this and that. I didn't even remember that. Michael, I blacked out. I didn't remember saying that for real. And she was really upset about that for real. And when they told me that, I was just like, yeah, I regret that. It wasn't really worth it because I disrespected my mom and all that. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, all right, cool. It is what it is. So moving forward, I moved on from that. And after I spoke to my mom's friends, they was just like, all right, cool. And then, I'm trying to remember what else happened. One of my mom's friends, she was just like, we need a family meeting. Yeah. She's going to be there just like, you know what I'm saying, making sure everybody get their side of the story out. So we all sat down, this and that. And they had like the adults speak first. Everybody talked. They still, my mom and
is
my
Mark
stepmom.
There?
Nah, he not there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So everybody talking. You know, like my mom and my stepmom, they still not understand how serious it is. And it was really getting me mad. And then I started to speak. My stepmom, he cut me off. When he was speaking and all that, he was saying, sharing what he had to say. I never cut this man off, not once. I listened to everything they had to say. But he started cutting me off. You know what I'm saying? It was just every time I would just speak for him, he would just cut me off. And I ain't gonna lie, you know what I'm saying? I was just like, can you not cut me off? He think like I'm a little boy. I'm 19 years old. I'm growing up to be a man for him. I'm a young adult. So, but you can't treat me like a little child. Let me talk. Let me get my peace out. Like, I sat here and I respected you. I feel like he ain't really respect me. Nah. So I said, but I ended up still saying what I had to say. Everybody else did. And I apologized to my mom about the whole disrespect thing and me saying that I hated her in the heat of the moment. I was just so upset. Yeah. I was so upset. I don't even remember none of it for real. I've never really felt like that before. I'm the type of person I like to, like, being, like, in a state where you don't remember shit or you just don't.
I can't even.
You're not in control yet. Yeah, man, a lot of bro, when like, I explain that to people are just like, damn, I can't even picture that.
Yeah, bro.
But I, bro, like when I was that, bro, think about if it seemed like I was possessed by the devil, bro. I ain't even gonna lie. That's how tight mad I was. I was seeing everything out the book. And you know what I'm saying? I was just like, after the whole family, me and all that, it was still kind of heated for him. And then he ended up the next day, my mom ended up kicking him out. My mom,
he got kicked out?
Yeah, my mom, she was so generous or whatever. Cause my mom was scared that I was gonna go kill him. Cause that was her main point. She was scared that I was gonna go kill the man when he was asleep. Cause that's what I said I was gonna do. I ain't even gonna lie. I told him exactly. I was just like, if y'all don't get him out, I'm gonna kill this man while he's asleep. And they was just like, she was just like, nah, I don't want nothing to happen to him, blah, blah, blah. So it started really taking it serious. He got kicked out, but my mom, she paid for a place for him to stay his head out, sleep.
Like an apartment?
Yeah, my mom, she overly nice. A lot of people wouldn't do that. But my mom, she's like very, very nice, I guess, overly nice, overly generous. So after that, after a few days, like, I started regretting stuff. Like, it wasn't worth the trash in his room. Like, because I was looking for revenge. I was so focused on revenge and all that, but it wasn't worth the trash in his room, because I spoke to somebody about it, and it was just like, you did that, but you did that in your mom's house. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't see it. I didn't see it like that. I was just like trying to get my lick back or whatever, to get even with him because what he did to my little sister. But when she made me realize that, I was just like, damn, I regret it now. Mm-hmm. I regret it. You know what I'm saying? I felt sorry about it, and I felt sorry about the shit that I said for real, because I really did hurt my mom for real. And it seemed like my mom, I wasn't really thinking about the consequences for real. In the moment, I didn't care about the consequences. And it was just like, my mom and my step-pop, they view me differently. It seemed like they view me differently. It seemed like my mom, it came from my own mom's mouth. She was just like, I don't think I'll ever be able to love him again. And it hit different. It hit different hearing that from my own mom. So I was just like, damn, I really fucked up for real. Because I just let myself get out of control. I wasn't really thinking about the consequences. And it was like that for a few days. Even after he left, it was iffy. And it was like, I think it was that Sunday. It was like that Sunday and all that. And I was just feeling real emotional for real. I was real emotional. Like, I was very, very emotional. And it was like, at the time, like, my mental health wasn't cool for real. Because I was in a relationship where it was kind of like draining my mental and all that. And it was just like, we both agreed to just break up. That's on that Sunday. It was like 5 in the morning. We just agreed to break up because this shit was just not, it was not. Our mentals wasn't clicking for real. So, like 2 hours after that, I was just like, damn, I couldn't sleep. I was trying my hardest to sleep. And it was just, everything was going on for real. Like, I just didn't know what to do. Like, I felt trapped. I felt really, really trapped for real. And I just wasn't having the best thoughts for real. So I was just like, it was in the moment, and I was just like, damn, I just can't take this shit no more. Like, I ain't gonna lie. It wasn't really the breakup that really did that. It was like everything else. Yeah. It was everything else. And I was already mentally not in the right place. So I wrote my sister like a message or whatever, like a paragraph or whatever. And I ended up writing like my brother's song. Basically, I was really thinking about taking my life. In that moment, I was really like thinking about taking my life. And I drove away. I turned my phone off, and I was just like, damn. I turned my phone off, and I sat there in my car, just thinking for real. I was just planning on just taking my life away. Because of all this, because I just couldn't deal with this. It was just too much going on. So I'm just sitting there thinking. And I guess the one thing that I thought about, it was just like, where would I go for real? If I do this, I go ahead and take my life for real. Like, where would I go? I was really thinking about that. It was just that thought that just scared me for real. And it was just like, I don't know if I would go to heaven or hell. I'm saying, I really don't want to go to hell for real. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, I was like, damn, there's so much shit that I still got to do for real. And I was just like, no, I'm not going, I can't, I wouldn't, I won't be able to do that for real. So I was just like, nah, I'm cool. So I turned on my phone, and my sister was blowing up my phone. This and that. And I didn't realize, like, if I went through what I was gonna go through, like, I ain't gonna lie, my sister would never be the same. It would almost be like a piece of my sister would like just die for her, because she got so much love for me. Even my mom, like, she said all that, but she was out in the streets and all that. She was trying to find me, this and that. My other, like, this lady who's like a grandma to me, she was crying and all that. And I was just like, damn, like, everybody was really upset. And then when I went back home, it was my mom's friend who was there, and my mom, my siblings, my brother really a small version of me for real. And seeing him cry, tears in his eyes, hit different, like, because he's not, I don't think I've never seen my brother cry before. Never seen him ever cry until then. So it was just like, damn, I really fucked up in that moment for real. So I'm just sitting there, I'm just like, yeah, I just need help for real. Like, I don't think I could. I need to like get my mental right. So I was just like, can y'all bring me to the hospital? Let me get checked in. All this and that. So I ended up going to like some it was like Einstein, like it was something like that. Mm. And we went in there and it was just like I sat there with my mom. My mom was there with me. She was with there with me. And I'm just sitting there, I'm just like, I'm looking around. I'm just like, damn, what the fuck? These people is just like, they got really, I wouldn't say crazy, but you could tell they have real mental issues. You know what I'm saying? And we was just waiting. We was on like the base floor. That was just like, oh, we need to get security to bring you to the basement level and all that. So we waited like 30 minutes. During that 30 minutes, there's like a lady next to us. She's like, it's like she moaning. She was moaning for like 30 minutes straight. That shit threw me off. It threw me off. I'm just sitting there. I'm like, bro, I'm waiting here. What's a woman moaning right next to us? Uh-huh. And then I'm just like, all right, I'm gonna ignore it. I'm gonna ignore it for real. So
go ahead, bro.
So when the security fully, like he come and all that, or bring me to the elevator. We go downstairs. It was a thorough security guard. I ain't even gonna lie. Mm-hmm. It was just like, yo, bro, you're gonna be straight, bro. You're gonna be fine. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I walked as soon as the elevator door opened, we hear yelling. it was yelling like you heard like from a horror movie. Yelling. I'm just like,
don't got you, bro.
I was just like, oh no, I'm cool now. I think I'm straight. I think I wanna go home now. So but it was like it was already too late. And I was thinking about running away, but I was like, if I run away, then they're gonna really think I'm really. Yeah. So I'm just like, no, I gotta go through with it now. So I sat there and I had to get like, they took everything from me, maybe like changing the clothes. And I was just sitting there like in a little, it was like a little room for real. It was like, it was me, it was two other dudes. They seemed okay, but when I really started looking at them, one dude was just staring at the wall the entire time. Other boy, he seemed like a grown man, but had like a child mindset. Mm. So I was just like, oh, nah. But it's like in the room, but the staff can like, they got a window, they can see y'all. So I'm just sitting there, I just sat there waiting. They had like a psychiatrist, therapist talk to me. I was just like, nah, I don't want to hurt myself no more. I'm cool. I don't want to be here no more. But I was just like, yeah, I do want to talk about, like, because it's not like I didn't have a therapist and all that, but
some therapists be shitty, bro. Like, they just there for a check, bro.
It was just like, I would see my therapist every 2 weeks. That's not enough for me. I wanted to at least see my therapist once a week.
Yeah.
And the whole, I mean, bro, like, when it comes to, like, the therapy and all that in America, this shit is just horrible. I started the process back in January. I didn't get a therapist till the beginning of May. That's how long it took to get help. So during that entire time, like, I was really going through it. Like, I wasn't able to do my schoolwork. I was really going through it, but it wasn't enough. So I was just like, yeah, I think I would like to do, like, you know what I'm saying, like, on like the whole medication and this and that. Mm. I need some type of support for real. So I was open to it, but you know how black people are in general. It's just like no medication, blah blah blah. It's gonna change you, this and that. But I don't care. I'm trying to get help.
Get help, yeah.
So I explained it to that, and then like I think 2 hours later, I ended up getting out. It was just like, yeah, we're not gonna keep you, this and that. And I got lucky. There was a lady there. She was like almost like an auntie. She was just like, yeah, you just need a little help for real. You know what I'm saying? She was just really looking out for me. It was like, yeah, we don't need to keep you. They gave me all my paperwork and I left for real. And then my mom, like, she was very, very different. I think at that point then, she now she understood like how serious it was.
Yeah.
Cause she, my mom, she the type, she told everybody her business. Like, she told everybody what was going on in the household and all that. And everybody was agreeing with me. Everybody was agreeing with me. She was just like, he was just trying to protect his little sister. But she wasn't understanding what she was what was going on for
and us. Sometimes parents be stubborn like that. Like, it take a lot of people to really change their mind. Because parents are stubborn, bro. They are stubborn as kids, bro. Yeah.
So, when she started to understand that, she understood what was going on for real. And she was really trying to support me. So it seemed like me and my mom got closer. I'm not gonna lie, like, after the whole, like, it started bad at first, really, really bad at first, but everybody in my family got way closer. Like, me and my sister, my brother, my mom, we all got closer. Everybody got closer because of this dude who tried to break up my family, do all this nut shit for her. So we all got close. And then I was really just chilling. And now it wasn't until we found out his true intentions for her. So the reason why he was so weird, came here January, he was weird ever since. Like, he was trying to take the house from my mom. So he wanted me to put my hands on him.
What?
He wanted me to put my hands on him so he could sue my mom and get her house. Because my mom, the house is really the only asset that my mom really got for her. So, but my mom, I'm so happy that my mom stood in between us, because if I put my hands on him, she would have.
That probably would have happened.
Yeah. So, that his whole plans, because my mom overheard him on the phone with a lawyer talking about, yeah, I want her son to put his hands on me so I could sue them, blah, 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 this and that.
That's crazy as shit.
I'm just like, damn, I'm really happy that I didn't take it there. And then after, when I trashed this entire room, like, when they my siblings and my mom, they went back to go clean up the room. They ended up, he works at a law firm and all that. They found a list of social security numbers, the client's social security numbers. He had a whole list in his room. He's not supposed to have that. Huh? I'm not going to put his name out.
You're going to call him Mark.
Yeah, that's his first name. It's like Mark Buffermanly, it's some ridiculous shit. I ain't even going to lie. It's some crazy, it's some long-ass names.
Crazy-ass issues.
Yeah, he had a whole list of social security numbers. Then he had my mom's credit card in his wallet.
What?
My mom's gear. Then the last thing, like, he had little girls' panties, like thongs and all that, in his room and all that.
Oh, nice.
They found it when they cleaned it up. So I don't think they would have never found it if I would have never trashed his room.
This nigga is Diddy Jr., bro. What the fuck?
But it was just like, I really couldn't believe it. But I was just like, damn. Like, the only good thing I could really take out of this, like, it was just like,
your family back together, like,
yeah, stronger. Yeah. Everybody really got closer because of this situation. I ain't gonna lie, it ain't, like, my mental health was really like I didn't really focus on my mental health, but now that I wasn't out of a relationship, I could really focus on that.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to get closer with God and all that. That's what I've been doing for, like, the last, like,
couple days.
Yeah. Just been doing that for, you know, and just like, shit, I definitely learned a lot.
For sure.
I ain't even gonna lie, like, it's just been a crazy, like, just dealing with all that, like,
yeah.
It was really crazy. Like, I ain't gonna lie.
I just wanna say a few things before we end it off. Like, I see you shedding a few tears and how emotional you got when you was telling this story, bro. And I just wanna say, like, for you to come on the podcast and, like, really put your heart out and, like, be vulnerable in this moment, bro. That's the manliest thing you could do, bro. Like, real shit. Second thing, bro. It's just, when you say you was on the verge of taking your own life, bro. I just want you, like, if you ever feel like that again, bro, I just want you to really think to yourself that your pain might end, but the pain transferred to others, bro. People mourning your loss, bro. I just want you to remember that. Third thing, bro, it's so many people you could talk to, bro. Before me, because, like, you know, I'm definitely here for you, bro. Before me, you got your whole family, bro. They would rather talk to you, have an hour conversation, hours. They would rather listen to you yet about all your problems and all that than having to see you in that grave, bro, from you taking your life. You feel me? So, like, if you ever feel like that, bro, just know it's always someone you could talk to. Just for the simple fact that I'm here, bro. But for me, it's always your family, bro. Feel me? But yeah.
Yeah, bro. Appreciate you, bro.
Of course. Yeah, that's been a Dream Team podcast, man. It's A Stacks.
Tell me.
Real raw, real authentic content, man. Don't forget, no dream too big, no dream too small. We out.